Blog Talk Radio.
I can't see the man with a 10-inch cock.
Right. All I did is a day stop.
It's not
spit. I can't see.
Find
it. I'm trying. I hope.
Brent Blair.
Don't mind it. It felt so
good. Yeah.
It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight. I can't see.
Nicola.
Wait, that wasn't the right one. Anyway, hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. Oh, wait a minute. I guess it's not really an Over the Top Radio tonight. I guess tonight we're going back to the drunk cast because unfortunately, or fortunately, however you see it, I have my old co-host on the line. So what's going on, faggot?
Shut up, you fat fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up, Ed? Hey, man. I didn't get to hear the Mbop song.
Yeah, I know. I played the wrong one.
well, you have to play that as the outro. This is my favorite part of our old show. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I admit I fucked that up.
So what's going on, man? I got the emergency phone call. I need you on the show Friday. You got to be there. You got to be here, man. You got to carry my ass again.
I don't think I said all that, but yeah. Well, the plan was actually that we were going to have Antonio Thomas, and I was going to have Craig and Contreras for like the first 30 minutes, hour, and then after that I was going to kind of just take calls. But then Antonio took a booking, and I moved him to next week. So I told Craig and Contreras to take the night off so you could be on the show. So basically anyone, if you're listening tonight to hear about wrestling talk, I'm sorry. The only wrestling talk you're going to hear about is the special guests that we had at our party in Las Vegas. Basically, tonight is all about the Las Vegas, the F4W Wrestling Observer Vegas convention that we just had this past weekend. And basically, we're just going to be talking about that all night long.
And I got a message from my special guest. For those of you who got to meet the bird, he would like to say, thanks, man. I love meeting all y'all. I had a great time, and I'll be back next year. The bird had an absolute dynamic, extravagant time. So he was happy to meet everyone. You met the big tall oaf that was walking around with me.
Yeah, I the bird's super cool, and I've only known him as the bird, and I got this Facebook request from some like Russian dude, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I was like, oh shit, it's the bird.
Was it Jeff Kitterick?
Yeah, like totally,
yeah,
some like Russian spy name or something. Yeah.
Right. Well, this is what makes the bird so great is he didn't want to have a birthday party for his 30th birthday party because he doesn't like birthdays because it's the ultimate fucking self-congratulatory bullshit. So he created this festival called Niv Kitterick, which is, in his brain, some sort of Russian terminology to mean party. And so every year near his birthday, he throws a big birthday bash at his house, but it's not for charity. And so everybody brings canned food to get into the party. So it's kind of a neat concept, but he's a dumbass.
Yeah, but he's pretty cool. But I see we already got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and put this person on the line here.
Hang up on him.
I might hang up on him if they're not good. Caller calling from area code 504. Who's this?
Why in the world do you have Peach on the freaking line with you hosting this
show? You got to be kidding me. Hang up. Hang up on this Republican.
I mean, what the hell? Now, you asked me to call into this show, and I have to hear his voice, of all people.
Well,
I cannot go any longer.
Anyway, for those who don't know, we are joined by our token black of the group, or he was until Alex Clough decided he had to move in, and now we have two. So I guess we have a whole black community that's part of the F4W Vegas convention. But Roddy, how are you doing tonight? Other than having to talk to Pete.
Well, yeah, besides that, enjoying the nice alcoholic beverages, red apple ale, which I could not find in Vegas. I looked all over the place, but apparently it's only here, down in this humid shithole. So.
Are you referring to the great state of New Orleans?
New Orleans is a city, not a state.
It's a city-state. I'm pretty sure it's like the Vatican.
No. Oh, shit. Don't even bring up the Vatican. It reminds me of the Pope at Buca di Beppo, but that's another story.
That's a story we could talk about. We had a lunch at a Beco de Beppo or Beco de Beppo or
where in the back game?
Buca di Beppo.
Some Italian restaurant, Matt. We had this round table, and in the middle of this table was the Pope. And every time that the Pope looked at Rodney got very uncomfortable. So I came to the conclusion.
I wasn't the only one.
That Rodney must hate the Pope.
Explain what I wasn't there. Explain what you're talking about. The Pope? What do you mean?
We were having dinner or lunch actually, and they had this big ass round table because the table was round, and you put the food on this thing and you spin it around so everybody can grab. It's like one of those family Italian places that feeds the whole family. So right in the middle of the centerpiece was like a head sculpture, like a head and shoulders bust of the Pope. And every time you looked at Ronnie got all freaked out about it. Well, actually, everybody got freaked out about it because it was one creepy-ass looking Pope.
You're going to have to see what the 10-piece to picture of.
Judging people, judging your food you're about to take. You really want that third breadstick there, fat boy? Yeah, I don't think you'd love the Pope looking over your plate.
And the funny thing is, the way the Pope's eyes were shifted, like whenever the little deal would get moved to me and we'd move it, and Doc's sister, April, was sitting next to my, she was on my right. And every time the Pope would turn in her direction, the way the Pope's eyes were, is like looking right at her boobs. I don't know if anybody else noticed that for me, but, yeah.
Well, I can't blame the Pope for that. I mean, I would have been looking at her boobs. See, Doc G has a very attractive sister.
I look at April as a sister as well, so I can't say if I was looking at her boobs. So anyway, let's move on.
I would like to do that, but it's kind of hard. But she's super sweet. I really enjoyed meeting her. She's awesome. I mean, as awesome as Doc G is, his sister is even more awesome.
I agree with that.
Now, his sister, was that the one named April?
Yeah, it's April.
Okay. Now, there was another female there.
I actually met, we'll get to her in a second. Now, I met April 2 years ago. In Toronto, that weekend of the GSP, what's his name, Jake Shield.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, she was pretty cool, but she was way more outgoing on this trip, to say the least.
What does that mean? She sucked your dick?
No, so I mean, show some respect. Jeez.
Show some respect? Are you kidding me? That's like asking the Pope not to molest little boys.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point. But no, I mean, it was cool because, just got to hang out with her more, and she, had a couple of drinks and, conversation was flowing and, it was fun. It was a good time. Good time.
How did you, me and Rodney and Lasser last year, after all the bullshit from last year, just with our letter writing campaign that got ignored and Dana's response to us and all the bullshit and Shell losing and everything. We made a pact that we weren't spending any money on UFC. So this year, me and Ronnie skipped the UFC show, which unfortunately we regretted when we got 100 texts. Right before the Blue Man Group. But how did you enjoy the Blue Man Group, Ronnie?
That was fun because that was my first time seeing him. I'd seen like clips or whatever online, but first time seeing him, it was fun. That was a good suggestion you came up with. I don't give you credit very often, but I got to give you props on that one. I enjoyed that. I'd actually go and see them again.
Well, next time you do, let me know, because there's actually one of my friends from high school from St. Louis is in the Blue Man Group, and he lives out in Las Vegas, and he said he'd get me tickets. So next time we're there, we'll go check him out for free.
Oh, thanks for telling us now, asshole.
I didn't know you
went.
I went to the UFC like a normal person.
Yeah, because that's but the difference between, Ed and I don't have the connection that you have to be able to sit practically cage side, asshole. Thanks for telling us.
Well, listen, I bought a ticket like everyone else, and then I just so happened to get an upgrade ticket because I rock that connection.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, same thing as last year. Just like when you and a certain person who I won't name left myself and Rob out to dry, sitting up in the freaking nosebleeds while you're sitting down cage side. So whatever. I don't want to hear that crap about, oh, you just so happened to get these tickets. I don't want to hear that.
Well, I know you're rich Republican ass and just trying to make yourself feel better by sitting up there with the 99%, but down in the 1% section, we had a great time.
We have another caller on the line. I know he wants to say hello to Rodney, and he'll probably going to take over the show here for a few minutes, so let me get him on the line. Caller calling from area code 402. Are you there?
Yeah, Ed. Yeah, Peach. Yeah, Crippler. What's up? It's Stevie.
Yo.
What's going on?
Gentlemen, I have to thank you. Las Vegas was a pleasure this year. You've got my mojo back for the Figure Four Empire. I missed a convention and two WrestleManias, but I am back in the fold now.
That's all that matters. All that matters.
What happened? Did that tree hit you in the head?
No, actually, I'm unwinding because I just got done with the Invicta Fighting weigh-ins over at the Ameristar Casino, so now I'm kicking back, drinking a few brews, calling into the show, and just enjoying myself and trying not to think about how pugly men like Cyborg look.
I read the weigh-in results. Apparently it was a fucking mess.
Yeah, a bunch of people missed weight by huge margins, like 5 or 8 pounds, and even Cyborg didn't quite make weight. She was 1/10 of a pound over, and they had to get out the towel for her to weigh in. And I'm glad they brought out the towel because I didn't want to see that.
How'd she look?
She looked ripped. She looked totally jacked up. Big, big, huge.
Did she have a third leg?
I didn't see it because they had a towel up, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, okay. All right, just curious.
Yeah, but I got to admit, Rodney is not the only one who made the executive decision to skip the fights this year, because I went to the weigh-ins and the expo and the dinner and the banquet and the post-fight party at Dick's. And I skipped the fights altogether. I just watched a streak.
Well, I know that the bird went to a closed circuit. He went to one of the strip clubs, Sapphire, I think, and he said he paid $30.
That's it.
I was supposed to go to the club. In fact, I was kind of the organizer for that, but I made a really dumb mistake, Peach. I didn't want to wear my good training workout shoes that I wear when I'm doing your Team Fitness Diggity plan. So I wore my crappy old shoes and walked around Vegas in those, and by Saturday afternoon, my feet were hurting like a motherfucker.
Well, you made the right decision.
No, I made the wrong decision, because if I'd worn my nice training shoes, I wouldn't have been in such sorry shape.
Well,
you would have been sprung for a taxi, but you had to walk all the way from your hotel, which is all the way by the Hard Rock, and you walked all the way to the Strip. I mean,
I know. That's like one of that is one of the 5 dumbest things I've ever done in my fucking life, walking all the way from the Paradise to Mandalay Bay was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, it's further than it looks. Everything in Vegas looks like it's right there. It's fucking not. It's fucking out there.
and it feels even further when it's 138 degrees outside.
I was basically to the point where it was so hot that if we were going to go to Excalibur to New York, I was getting ready to jump in a cab. That's how hot it was.
that's bad, because those two are actually close, unlike some of the other hotels and casinos.
Yeah, I just thought it was hilarious when everybody started texting about Kiss Mini Golf on Sunday. I'm like, guys, that's right next to our fucking shitty hotel that tried to steal all our shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey,
that place is
across
the street from the Hard Rock.
Hey, guys. Gigi, can I get you to call back in about 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, but can I give my shout-out first, and then I'll call back a little later and tell some stories?
So I just got someone on hold that I don't want to have them wait too long. But, yeah, go ahead. Throw out your shout-out.
All right, real quick, and then I'll call back later. I want to give a big shout-out to Rodney, because he's the fucking man. And, Ed, you organized this thing, so we couldn't do it without you, Peach. So glad you came this year. And big shouts-out to everybody I spent time talking with, from Antonio the Promise Thomas to Nigel McGuinness to Scott Walton, to Dave Meltzer, to Brian, to Granny, an amazing bunch of people. Sideswipe, I know I'm going to forget 100 people, Bahana. It was just an amazing time, and I'm so glad everybody came out to Vegas again this year, and I hope next year is even bigger. But I'll call back in a little bit so you don't keep your guests waiting.
Okay, cool. And Alex Skull, right. I'll get to you in a few minutes, but I want to get to this other caller because I don't want to keep on the line too long. Caller calling from area code 904. Who is this?
JJ.
Oh, gee. What's up, nephew?
Damn it, he has the same fucking zip code. I'm putting you on hold, dude. Okay, we're going to Alex Goff. Alex Goff, how you doing?
I'm doing. A few things I would like to say real quick. First of all, how many years ago was it that you came up with the Brian and Benny meeting you in Vegas?
When did Chris Benoit go crazy and kill his family?
Yeah, that was 2007.
Okay, so 7, 8,
now,
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 7 years?
Seven years ago, Ed, being super fucking creepy, decided to invite Vinny out on his annual Vegas excursion. And I'm thankful that only did Brian and Vinny attend that event, not get murdered, because as we know, Ed is a super creep. But thirdly,
yes,
that people decided to join said creepy-ass Ed, and probably more notably Brian and Vinny. I assume that's why people attended the first Vegas event. But thankfully, Ed decided to be a creeper in public and not just call and ask dumb questions to the Observer. And secondly, I like to think the fact that Ed has the ability to make friends because he has Peach on here as a co-host. Don't play as Contrarian and Greg Proper on here because, God, he had one of the most downloaded shows in his history last week with Dave Meltzer. And, God, no one would listen to this for Ed. So, thankfully, Ed knows how to make good friends.
Well, he has help, Alex.
God,
can you hear me? This is why my favorite token black guy is Rodney.
For now, that'll change
token
tomorrow. But anyway, go ahead, Peach. You're trying to ask Alex something.
Oh yeah. Hey, what weight? I never got to talk to you about your tournament. What? How many matches did you have, and what weight and level were you going?
So I competed at 200 pounds and up, which is super heavyweight, novice, under 9 months of experience, and there was an 8-person field. Had written on paper that 7 people competed. So one guy, not named me, got a bye. I think actually the guy competed for third against got a bye. And it was my first tournament. Actually, it was something on my bucket list. I attended a handful of jiu-jitsu classes maybe about 3 years ago. And that's when I first got introduced to the concept of you can compete, right? Because I've been a UFC fan forever. But, you know, they've always said, oh, this guy's a Brazilian champion, jiu-jitsu champion. I never knew what any of that shit meant. So I got introduced to the fact that tournaments. And 3 years ago, I said, you know, I'd like to do that. I was active duty in the Marines at the time. I didn't really have the time to really do it. And then when I got out, my wife, actually, story short, my wife got laid off. And my wife, we have a MMA gym right, like, down the street from my house. And my wife started taking classes, kickboxing classes. I started going, taking jiu-jitsu, and then a couple of training partners were like, yeah, I do tournaments every year. Well, I used to watch tournaments maybe one day. And they were like, well, why not one day be this July? So they...
And what city? Where do you live?
I live in Fernley, Nevada, which is about 35 minutes outside of Reno.
Okay, continue.
So basically that's it. Just I had a couple of training partners throw the idea to me, and then so I signed up, and it was a pretty proud moment because I'm not from the locale. I was in the Marines, we moved around, and then when I got out, I got a really good job offer to work at a naval base outside the town. It was neat because we're a small town. We have about 5 to 7 guys training regularly at the gym. I'd like to see that expand, but... We have a small
Alex,
pool and we did pretty well.
You don't have to give us the whole autobiography. Just talk about how you had to face some big dude and you kicked his ass.
Well, Ed, if I did give you the autobiography, it'd be your second downloaded time. So my first round opponent ended up being the biggest guy in the tournament. From what I understand, Peach as well had to go against a very large fella. I had to go against a large fella as well. And I'm 5'9", about 200. I weighed 23 pounds. I'm around about 228 pounds. So I'm not a big guy, I'm not a small guy, but this guy I had to go against was giant, about 6'2", I think about 320, I don't know, I might be making the stats up, but he's a big guy. Pictures on my Facebook.
Well, congratulations to winning your first bronze medal there. That was awesome.
Well, thank you very much, Peach. And I mean, certainly, you know, guys like you and Brian, members of the website who've taken up jiu-jitsu, are, you know, like an inspiration to me. You know, it's kind of cool to see, you know, guys actually, you know, doing stuff on the web, not just being fat, lazy people like Ed.
Besides Alex's bronze medal, we have to talk about his even bigger award, and that was the award for being the biggest loser at the Kiss Mini Golf Tournament, where Alex Goff just sucked so bad that even I beat him, and I'm a horrible mini golf player. His wife crushed him. I mean, it was just so embarrassing, and I've never seen Alex Goff so as happy as he was after he won his bronze medal. You've never seen a man so pissed off in all your life, and yeah, so congratulations.
Like I told you earlier, I didn't know it was the lowest score that won. I thought it was the highest. What sport is worth playing at where you have to get the lowest score to win? I had no idea. I thought it was the highest score. So I walked away with the highest score. That I felt pretty accomplished at the end of the day. Had a hole-in-one at one point, had a couple hole-in-twos. And then at the end, you guys tell me it's the lowest score that, well, I didn't know. He changed the rules on me. Next year, though, I will come in first place, and I told Antonio the Thomas Promise has put out on Twitter that he was going to beat Vinny. Vinny is the standard bearer here, but he's going to beat Vinny next year in a Kiss Mini. But no, I mean, I'm going to take that prize, and I just want to be careful because, you know, when we're in competition, some things get said that we might not mean, and if I hurl some insults at Kiss Mini Golf, he's going to have to accept it.
Cool. Well, Alex, do you have any other things, shout-outs you'd like to make before we let you go? Because I do have a couple other callers back on the line.
Yeah, just thanks, everybody, for being cool and not being super creepy, I guess. And as much as I give Ed credit, Ed is an awesome guy. And thankfully, Ed, in a moment, you know, I mean, seriously, think about it, though. I mean, Peach, would you have ever, if you were an annual excursion, could you ever imagine asking someone that, to their show to join you on your annual excursion?
Would they be of age and male or female?
Of age and male. I'm Brian and Vinny. Would you invited someone of their on an annual excursion to Vegas that you attended?
No, absolutely not. But I'm very glad it did happen.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't either.
It takes a pioneer to change the world, dude, and that's what I am.
Well, what's often left... Go ahead.
I'll say thanks to Ed for doing that incredibly creepy thing that I think that only a percentile of the world would ever try to do, except for, well, if it isn't the case of a very attractive women, that percentage would go up. If it's a two men, that percentage goes down. Secondly, everyone on the website was super cool to me and my wife, and I appreciate that. Next year, because I don't think I'll be able to do Mania, and hopefully they do Mania in San Jose so I can go.
All right, Alex, have a good night and take it easy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm gonna let this little punk on the air, Pete, to see what he has to say. What do you want, dude? You weren't in Vegas. Why are you calling? I'm talking to you, JJ.
Oh, me?
Fuck you.
You.
You got 30 seconds.
Asshole.
Impress us.
I miss you guys.
Aww. Why weren't you in Vegas, JJ? I was gonna kick the shit out of you, and you deprived me of it. And I got to meet your mom instead. Who, your mom's a lot cooler than you, by the way. So I'm hoping next year your dad brings your mom and your sister and leaves you back at home. But why weren't you there?
Oh, why wasn't I there? Didn't save up money for it.
How about the fact that Senior Highlight is a good father and didn't want to fucking bring his child to Vegas? You shouldn't bring your goddamn kids to Vegas, you fucking sacks of shit parents.
Dude, Mark took her son to Vegas, you dipshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
JJ is already corrupt as it is, dude. I mean, it's not like we're going to fucking...
Not that JJ can't handle it.
He's just a little weirdo, needs his ass kicked. So next year, JJ, show up, and I'm going to put my foot right up your ass.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Go study and read a book this summer.
All right, he's off the air. He choked.
Is Rodney still in the air?
Rodney said he texted me saying he accidentally hung up.
Oh, okay. So it's just us. Good.
Yeah.
Don't put any more of these momos on the air. It's just we need our own. What?
Well, I was going to tell you, we talked about Alex's thing in the tournament. You yourself competed once again and did slightly better than last year. So why don't you tell us what happened there?
Well, I competed at the 180-pound, I can't remember if it was Masters or Executive, but the above 30 advanced group, and I'm not sure where that actually ended up being. They kind of combined people because there were lots of numbers that were down, so I don't know exactly what it was called. But anyway, I won the gold medal in my weight class, beat three guys, and then I went on to the absolute weight class, and I beat the first two guys, and in my semifinal match, I think I tore my MCL. This guy was going for knee bars, and then in the finals of the absolute, I went against a guy who was 280 pounds, and I took him down, actually, and then I fucking didn't stick with my game plan. I should have let him back up and just kept taking him down because I was way faster than him, but he got hold of my upper body, was able to sweep me, and then he just shut me down from there. So I got a gold and a silver. I was very pleased.
Well, silver is for losers, dude. You could have done a better job.
Yeah, I know. I should have. I was really, really, really wanting that double gold, but
now,
whatever,
now,
man.
Do you think what kept you from winning is that you were taking coaching advice from fucking Brian Alvarez?
Brian was actually quite useful. Not so much during the match, but in between the matches, he sort of pointed out a couple of things that I was making some mistakes on, and when I corrected them, I was much better. No, Brian's a fucking really smart dude, and I wish he would have been coaching me more. I wish he would have been yelling more. I wish he would have yelled at me to get off the guy and stand back up, but I forgot, he forgot, whatever. And, you know, Brian runs a jiu-jitsu school. He's a brown belt. He's way higher than me, so I'm glad he was there.
Do you really believe he's a brown belt? You think he just makes that up for the radio show?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I see purple belts get really, really dirty, and they look sort of brown. So maybe he just has a dirty purple belt.
What was the deal with these fucking belts that I had? I saw and took out the suite when we checked out way before you ever called me. What was the big deal with these?
Oh, so after the tournament, Brian was nice enough to give me my blue belt. So I did no-gi grappling, which is, you know, without the bathrobe. And without the bathrobe, I'm pretty advanced. But with the bathrobe, the gi, I've only been doing that for about a year, a little bit more than a year, and I'm still a white belt. But I smash all these guys at tournaments when I put the gi on. And so Brian was like, man, you kick so much ass, I had to give you a blue belt, even though you don't technically train under me. So So it was basically a promotion.
Oh,
and I left it at your party. At the sweet party.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was very cute and sweet and gay.
Yeah. Well, then you used it to choke yourself while you masturbated.
I wasn't thinking of you, though, so don't worry.
Did you do the audio? I'm sure you did. The sweet party audio?
For a couple minutes, he came to me when I was trying to fucking download that goddamn New Japan Live pay-per-view that fucking wouldn't work.
Right.
That was kind of a disappointment. But, yeah, he came to talk to me for just a couple minutes, but I did witness a lot of it. Stevie J keeps calling in, so he's got some more to say. So let me get Stevie on for a few more minutes, and then we'll talk about the sweet party. All right, what's going on, Stevie?
All right, well, yeah, I had a couple of stories that I didn't get to tell, and I rushed off because I figured you were getting Nigel or Evan Bourne or somebody on the line.
No, nobody knows who Evan Bourne is anymore.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, I got the area code was the same as the person I thought, but it wasn't the person, so sorry about
that. The JJ's cool, so it's all good. I like JJ. He's a good little kid.
Let me
tell these two stories real quick. First of all, I want everybody that goes to the convention to know, don't ever stay at the Comfort Inn on Paradise Road, because they will jack your shit. And I only found this out by accident because I was a dumb motherfucker and wore my wrong pair of shoes, as you already heard me telling Peach earlier. So I was tired and my feet hurt and I didn't want to go to the Alpos because I was just busted out my ass. So I'm like, I got to go back to the hotel room and chill for a while, maybe watch these sites some other way. And we walk in the room and Michelle's coffee mug is missing. And I'm like, did you take it with you? Did you leave it under the bed? Where's it at? I don't know, you know. She's like, no, it's gone. I think the maid took it. I'm like, oh, come on, honey. You can't assume that just because they work at a hotel, they're going to steal your shit. But she called the front desk. The front desk called the maid who cleaned our room, and she admitted that she had it. She
what?
She claimed we gave it to her as a gift.
That is unbelievable. What'd you do?
Well, apparently the woman was waiting at the bus stop to catch her bus home, so the manager of the hotel was like, no, you need to get your ass back to the hotel and give these people their coffee mug back. So she brought it back.
Good God.
Yeah, but the funny part is we had something else stolen, and we didn't even notice that till later. So I think her whole philosophy was that if she took two things, we'd only notice one and not the other, because she got away with the other one.
What was it? String of balls?
No, it was a personal memento I bought her when we were in Detroit because she was homesick and missed our cat, so I bought her a little stuffed cat to remind her of ours.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, well, I know. You don't want to hear sappy, sentimental bullshit, so I won't go there.
Well,
but just want to tell you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, at least it was that and not a bunch of money or something.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing I figured, too. It's like if she'd taken a computer or an iPhone, that would have been like something to get her arrested. But she probably figured if she took a small ticket thing, then nobody would bring the hammer down on her.
Yeah.
So
okay,
the
so
other story.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me the other story.
Real quick, I want to say that I thought Dix was fucking with us because you and I have been going there for years, Ed. You 1 year longer than me, but I've been going there a long-ass time now. And I'm used to the gimmick, you know, they're rude to you, you be rude to them, that's how you play the game. So when that bouncer came out and said, you know you guys aren't supposed to be out here, I started fucking with him because I thought he was fucking with us. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you, I heard that before. He's like, all right, you think I'm kidding? You, and everybody else, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, nah, man, he's just playing, sit down, and everybody gets up and starts leaving. And then finally Michelle looks at me and says, I don't think he was kidding. Really? He's not fucking with us? We actually got to leave. So,
you
again, anybody...
You almost got to sit out of the bar, Stevie.
That's what I wanted to say. If in any way us getting kicked off the patio is my fault, I apologize for that. I think that asshole was going to do it no matter what happened, but I felt really bad about that for like 20 minutes. I just sat there nursing a pitcher of beer in the bar like, man, I hope that wasn't my fault because I feel like a fucking asshole.
Well, it didn't matter. I mean, everyone still had a good time and everything. So, I mean, everything is all good, Stevie. Don't even worry about that. I do have the caller I was expecting. So if you want to throw any final shout-outs, Stevie, go ahead and do them right now.
Yeah, Alex Goff and Rebecca Goff, you're awesome. Jason Robar, you're awesome. John, I don't know your last name, but I know there's not an H in the middle. You were awesome, too. I really enjoyed talking to you about fighting and training. And, man, I'm not going to be able to shout out every single person. You got a caller waiting. So I just want to say the Figure Four Empire is the best. Ed, you're the best. Peach, you're the best. And we couldn't do this without you, Ed. So thank you for everything you do.
Thanks, Stevie. I'll talk to you later.
All right, later, man.
Peace.
Okay, I got a special guest that I want to put on the air. We had a new person hang out with us this weekend, and it's kind of a weird story how she managed to get there. But Christy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. And basically, Chrissy decided to come to Vegas with one of our fellow board members. I guess just kind of out of the blue and not knowing anybody and showed up. And Chrissy, how did you enjoy the F4W Vegas convention?
It was so much fun. It was so much better than I expected. I had no idea what to expect, actually, but I had a lot of fun. It was really great. Can't wait to come back next year.
You weren't creeped out meeting a bunch of weird people you never met before, just kind of like out of the blue? Before the trip, were you kind of worried about meeting a bunch of strangers that you never met before?
No, not really.
That's
I'm
cool.
Excited.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
No, I've never been to Vegas. I've never really been like on a trip on my own, actually. So it was like a big deal for me. So it was so much fun.
Well, that's
now, you were
it.
There.
I mean, that's it. I was going to say that's your bestie. I mean, for someone as young as you are to do that, I mean, that's basically, in a sense, takes a lot of balls, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
just asking to get day rate.
Sometimes, like, stupid and reckless, why to come back here and, like, start paying student loans and growing up. I was like, I'm going to go to Vegas and hang out with a bunch of wrestling fans. It's going to be awesome.
Now you got to meet more than just wrestling fans. You got to meet, I guess, one of your favorite wrestlers. And how did that go?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even remember most of our conversation because I was so nervous and a little bit inebriated. But it was so much fun. I was so happy. I'm such an embarrassing fangirl. So he's probably totally creeped out by me. But, you know, whatever.
Who was it?
Sparky?
Huh?
Who was it?
Evan Bourne.
No shit. He's one of your favorite wrestlers?
I love him.
He hasn't even been on TV in like a year and a half.
I don't care. I still love him.
So you knew right away when you saw him, that's who that was.
Well, like someone had asked me on the first night I was there, they're like, oh, by the way, do you know who Evan Bourne is? And I was like, of course I know who Evan Bourne is. I love him. He's so adorable, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going on and on about how much I love Evan Bourne. And he's like, oh, cool. He's going to be here. I was like, what? So I was prepared. But,
you prepared.
I basically had to drag her over to introduce him. She was so nervous at first.
Because I knew that would be embarrassing. And I'm sure I was.
And then I had to bring her back to take a picture because she was too scared to take a picture the first time. But I finally got a few good shots of the two of them hanging out.
Yep, that's awesome.
Well, lucky for you, I happened to be rooming with Evan Bourne, and he talked. He did mention your name, so perhaps you may want to shoot him a Twitter. Yeah.
That's very exciting. It's totally like, wow, did you see that creepy girl? She's horrible.
No, it's not what he said. He said, oh, I was talking to that girl, Chrissy. She seemed really cool. So but I was already gone, so I don't.
Huh?
You're talking about the night at Dick's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had already gone to bed, but the next day he did mention that he talked to you, and he's like, hey, she seemed really nice. I liked her.
Aw, that's so exciting.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
Hey, guys, I got disconnected for a second. I'm sorry.
Oh,
fuck.
What are you doing?
Are you back? Is everything back on?
Yeah, I'm back. What? I got disconnected for a second for some reason.
Oh,
but I'm back.
Okay. So, Chrissy, tell us.
Yeah?
How did you come to find the F4W online website community?
Well, you kind of said it earlier. I, like, just came with one of my friends. Like, I don't have any wrestling fan friends in real life. So, like, I use, like, Twitter or whatever to, like, talk to other people who watch it so I don't feel like a lonely little bear. And I just, like, met this guy on there and we started talking and, you know, we became friends. And I was supposed to go to Iceland this summer, actually, and that trip got canceled. And so he was like, well, you should come to Vegas. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go to Vegas. And he's like, no, I'll be there for a wrestling convention. You should totally just come and we can meet each other in real life and hang out with wrestling fans. And I was like, okay. So I didn't really know anything about the website, and I felt really bad. I felt like a like I didn't belong because I wasn't like in the club or whatever. But I thought it made me feel really welcome, and everyone was super awesome. So I'm really glad I came.
Yeah, and I heard you went to the karaoke tonight. How did you do with karaoke?
What about karaoke?
Karaoke.
How did you
go to the karaoke bar?
Say that again. Sorry.
How did it go at the karaoke? And when you sang a song, how do you feel that it went?
Oh, in my mind, it went really awesome, but I'm sure in real life it was terrible because sober me would never, ever sing karaoke. But I think I picked a song where you didn't actually have to sing. I'm pretty sure I sang Bowling for Soup. So.
Yeah,
did you go to karaoke?
Yeah, I sang karaoke. I didn't sing as good as her, and I almost had an anxiety attack while I was singing. And my left leg was shaking uncontrollably, and I couldn't look at anybody but the screen. And somehow I finished my song, but I did not do as good a job as Christy did.
You are so good, though. I thought I was going to be really nervous, but I was just like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to sing this. It worked out.
Cool. Well, Christy, we're really glad that you came and joined us over the trip. I thought you were super awesome. I mean, this girl is like an anomaly. I mean, she's like one in a million because there's not that many girls that are hardcore wrestling fans, let alone ones that are extremely good looking and attractive.
Don't make me blush.
Well, it's the truth, though. But we're glad you came, and if you'd like to throw out any shout-outs or talk about anybody you met before we let you go, go ahead and do that.
Really, everyone was super cool. I got to give a shout-out to Jessica because she was, like, the first one to be really nice to me and come and talk to me. But really, I would just shout-out everyone because they were all really awesome, and I had so much fun, and thank you guys so much for having me.
Cool. Well, like I say, we're really glad you came. You really brightened up the weekend. And, hopefully we will see you soon and see you again.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you later.
Okay, well, have a good night, Christy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was cool. Kind of weird when she showed up. I was like, oh, wow, a regular normal girl. That doesn't seem right. She must be lost.
Well, She's a hard, hardcore wrestling fan, so she can't say she's totally normal, but she is very attractive.
That is true,
She's a sweetheart. I love talking to her. She was awesome. And then I could tell she was so nervous to go over there. So, I mean, you know, I made it my mission. You know, I know how I make dreams happen. I made a dream happen.
That's what we call you, the dream weaver, Ed.
Right. But we got another caller here on the line here, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call, too. And caller calling from area code 646. Who's this?
Yes. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
Derek Darby.
Okay, Derek. I'm sorry. I don't recognize your number. But we're joined by Derek Darby, who, if you listen to Brian's show, he's mentioned many times that that Derek's been a subscriber since, like, really early in the newsletter and stuff. And Derek Darby, I met him in at WrestleMania, and he was real cool. He came down this year to Vegas, and I have a new nickname for Derek Darby. He is now shall now be known as R. Dumbeck Jr. because he was like R. Dumbeck Light. And but how are you doing tonight, Derek?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm DVRing SmackDown because there's no way you can watch that live. So the only way to do it.
Right?
Can't watch any WWE live. It's all garbage. Right?
What made you decide to come to Vegas, Derek?
Well, I like Vegas in general. I went last year for like a few days and it was fine. Plus, you know, everyone was cool at WrestleMania, so I figured I may as well come down. Plus, I wanted to play, so it's fun.
Derek, did I talk to you at all? I don't remember if you and I interacted.
Who is this?
This is Peach Machine.
I think at the banquet briefly.
Okay, well, he described you as Redumbeck Jr., and I was like, well, that can only mean one of two things. He was either 400 pounds or blackout drunk.
Oh, the second option, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Derek.
Okay.
Derek, it's funny. It's funny because when Barb got there, she brought her kids. So to keep him entertained, she brought his Xbox. So they hooked up the Xbox, and all these different drunk guys would take turns going to play Zombie Wars or whatever. And Derek's, you know, in there playing. And the next thing I know, the little kid Landon comes walking out looking for his mom. And then Barb comes and tells me that somebody's passed out in the bedroom. So I go over there and I'm like, Derek. And I'm not getting no response. I'm like, oh, God, we got to carry him. So I go, I grab Doc G and side a couple other guys. And we're getting ready to lift him up. But Doc G kind of like lifts him up. And then Derek kind of snaps and he stands up and he walks, goes to the main living room, gets on the couch, and then passes out there for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I fell asleep, and it was a whole party, and I wake up, and there's three people. So it must have been a lot of time that elapsed.
Yeah, you were out for quite a bit, man. That's why I call it, it's the redundant cheater, because on one couch, we had Redumbek passed out, all fucked up. And on the other couch, you were passed out. So I was like, yeah, they're like father and son.
It was funny. That night, I think Don Cameron took us back to the room, but we were just like, there's no way. I had the room at the quad, which is all on the other side, and there's no way I can make it over there. So they just left me in that room. But then phone gate happened, and that sucked. But I eventually found it when Don did.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, it was really sucked to lose your phone in somewhere. I'd freak out if I didn't have my phone. But, Derek, you've always been one of the people who ask Granny's questions and stuff. How did you enjoy meeting Granny?
Oh, it was great. It's weird, though. When I meet people who are, like, have even a degree of fame, I get a little, like, quiet around them. But after a while, it was okay. I think because when I started drinking, it became a lot easier.
It usually does.
Yeah. It usually has that effect on people.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was really good. I'm going to go back next year.
Did you go to
awesome.
The UFC?
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's really it. And it was probably the greatest experience I've ever had.
Did you go to the UFC, or were you one of the guys that watched it on the big screen?
I went to Diablo's. I was hanging out with Vinny for most of the night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought the guy was trying to rip me off. I tried to charge $25, but... It actually, everyone was charged that. So I just wanted to make sure. But it was great. The freaking crowd went nuts when Silva got knocked out. It was like we were there.
Yeah, I bet it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But cool. But you want to throw out any shout-outs or anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, I want to give one to Don Cameron because he found my phone in the room. And there was a point where I had no phone, and I didn't know where anyone was, so that could have been really bad. But I randomly ran into him, and he found it. So in like 10 seconds, my life has changed. So shout out to him.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Derek, and hopefully we'll see you next year.
I'll be there. All right, sounds good.
All right, man. Cool, man. Well, you have a good night, bro.
See ya.
All right, Peach, now we can get to, like, some of the dirt that's going on in the callers right now. And there's a lot of controversy about somebody making an ass of themselves at the sweet party, and it wasn't me this year.
It wasn't me either.
Yeah, believe it or not, it wasn't you. You were on your best behavior. You were talking to Granny. You were talking to Dave. It's like, wow, what happened to this dude?
Right, no, I know, and I know who you're going to say. I know we're about to out him here, but I wanted to ask you before we do. You spoke on, I'm assuming we're talking about the Brian audio thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a terrible idea. When he was going around, I'm like, well, one, you're never going to be able to fucking hear it. Two, I mean, I don't know how many F-bombs I personally am going to drop, but I'm sure these other people who are way more hammered than me are going to get way more racy than me. So apparently Coughlin totally topped anything I was capable of. Is that who you're going to say?
Yeah, yeah. And I actually asked Coughlin if certain details needed to remain public or if I could talk, and he said everything was cool. But basically, Mike Coughlin, he'd been there about a year and a half ago, and Mike Coughlin, he's kind of crazy on the board. And there's people who didn't show up to dinner or the sweet party, mainly because he was there, but that's another story. But anyway, he's like, he was competing at Grappler's Quest. He was celebrating his bachelor party time that he was there with Jay Bennett, who was at the second Vegas trip. And believe it or not, he was there with Brian's brother-in-law, Adam and Tony. And he was real quiet. He was real in the middle about anything, so I didn't know if he was going to hang out with us or not. But when I was on my way back to the suite, his sideswipe, I think, was the first one there and was letting people in. Coughlin and Tony and them showed up. And I go, the first thing I go to the balcony to see who's out there. And the first thing I see is Coughlin zipping up his pants because he just pissed off the balcony. Luckily,
man after my own heart.
Yeah, luckily there was construction going on that side, so he didn't pee on anybody. Thank God.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But then he's all drunk. I mean, he's super drunk. And then I used to not think Adam and Tony liked me, but now he does because he kind of had asked me something and I pointed something out on the balcony. And then later on, we were all hanging out and Coughlin actually wanted to get high. And he told me I could say this, so it's cool. So I smoked a couple of joints with him. And so he's already drunk as it is, and now he's smoking some fucking prime fucking weed that this buddy of mine hooked me up with that first night and shit. So he's smoking. So then Brian does the interviews that he's doing, basically. He's walking back and forth with a voice recorder. And every time he went to talk to Coughlin, Coughlin just out of his mind. And if you think my Dave Meltzer promo was pretty bad, that's what the holdup is. He cut a promo on Dave.
Why?
I just think it's because he was just drunk and stupid. He was just playing around. I mean, he wasn't being serious, but you know what I mean? You can't put that on. That's basically what the whole holdup is, what he was saying about Dave and other people who I won't name, but other people who...
Did Dave hear it? Dave was there.
Yeah, Dave was there, but I mean, that place was so loud. I mean, no one can hear anything, you know what I mean? You couldn't hear past the next conversation. So he was just talking smack and just being... He's being funny. You can't take anything he was saying serious. I mean, he was just being, you know...
Right.
Crazy. But, yeah, that's basically what the hold of is because he kind of cut a promo on Dave. And other people from the website. And he was just drunk off his ass. No. He did tear up a plastic plant. Luckily, hopefully Sideswipe won't get charged for the plastic plant that got partially destroyed. But yeah, he was just out of his mind. And he was fun. I enjoyed hanging out with Mike Coughlin that night. He was fucking crazy, dude.
I had never met Mike Coughlin, and I've listened to his shows, and he's a man after my own heart, as he tends to just go on these long-winded, asinine rants about something that's just very minute in life, and I do enjoy his show. And meeting him in person, you know, he's a disc player, so congrats to him on competing, but double congrats for creating an audio file that is unusable on the F4W website. Because that takes talent. They put the goddamn Christmas show up unedited, and this one is the first one ever. So Coughlin has really topped himself.
Okay. I think that we got another caller calling in, so I'm going to put them on here. Caller calling from area code 310. Who's this?
Well, Mr. Edward Laredo, this is the one and only Scott Walton, and I want to call and put in my two cents on a wonderful Figure Four wrestling convention on your great radio show, Over the Top Radio, hosted by the one and only Mr. Edward Laredo. How's it going, guys?
We're doing pretty good, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing good. And I got to tell you something, Mr. Laredo. You put on an excellent wrestling convention this year. I had the best time, regardless of the Vegas weather being 130 degrees, but that's beside the point. I thought you put on a very good convention, actually I would say excellent convention in my book. Had a wonderful time. If any wrestling fan who's listening to Eddie Laredo's excellent wrestling show, I highly suggest that you guys make save up your money and attend next year. It was just a wonderful convention, wonderful convention. Edward, you've done it again.
Well, you give me far too much credit because there's a lot of people who actually do the things. I'm kind of just the person who basically I just receive all the credit. But, yeah, but thanks anyway, Scott. I mean, I really appreciate it. And this is, I think, your second time here. And like I say,
well,
I mean,
I think...
it's really nice. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sure, go ahead. No, I want to say it was really great. Go ahead.
You fucking boobs.
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
No, I want to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Edward.
No,
it was just great to seeing a lot of old friends and seeing in what, in my book, the greatest wrestling journalist in the world today, Mr. Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, and the man who knows the figure four and the master himself, Mr. Brian Alvarez. And if I ever had to give a shout out, and if they're listening to this program, definitely I tell them to say hello and keep up the great work on their publications.
Oh, well, thank you, Scott. Scott, actually, you barely made it. I mean, you were at a wedding, so you missed the dinner, but you were able to make the sweet party. And
yes, definitely.
The next day.
Yeah, I was very happy to attend the after party. I mean, I was glad it was going on, and of all things, I was at a wedding, and then I was the only guest that went there all dressed up. So, but hey, you know, hey, I wanted to dress up for the occasion, and definitely I would definitely want to attend next year's convention, so I'm looking forward to it.
Scott, did we talk? Did you have any other shout-outs you want to throw out before we let you go?
Just pretty much all the shout-outs to you guys and to all the friends out there who attended the convention. Had a wonderful time, and I hope to see you guys next year.
Cool, and I can't wait for that book to come out. I'll definitely pick it up when it does come out.
Cool. Excellent. You guys have a great radio show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Cool, Scott. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Scott Walton. He's a nice guy. He's just, you know, opposite of you. You're a rude bastard. This is actually a nice
guy. I don't know if I met him or not. You got to tell me if I met him or not.
He's kind of tall, I don't want to say he's fat because he's not fat, but he's kind of like, he's got some size to him. And he was talking to Dave and Granny. His dad used to publish a WWE magazine and be a promoter and stuff like that. So he's kind of like was raised in the business. He has this awesome picture of him and of Andre the Giant with you on Andre the Giant's shoulders and stuff. It's actually pretty cool. But he's pretty cool. But we actually have another caller on the line. Let me go ahead and take this one. Caller calling from area code 219. Who's this?
What's up, guys? This is Crow Bro.
Hey, what's going on, Crow Bro? How you doing?
Not too bad. Just enjoying a good Friday night here, listening to the show. So far, so good, guys. I just want to give my 2 cents. Everyone pretty much said what I wanted to say. The convention was awesome. Everyone involved just did a great job. Ed, securing that suite is awesome. It seemed like there was a lot more people this year, but since the suite was bigger, it didn't feel as cramped. The patio outside was great. I didn't make it to the dinner, but Samba's the night before was great, and it was great seeing everyone again, and meeting new people. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I'm glad you made it. Unfortunately, I think you had to spend some time with James, and that's always a downer, so, you know, I feel bad for you for that.
James and I, that Samba's day was crazy because we went to the Flamingo pool, which was just pretty much the most, think of like every like spring break, like pool, beach thing, and it was there, just beautiful women all over, got hammered. That's probably the best time there.
Cool.
Pretty
cool.
Good man. And yeah, it's good seeing you again. Last year was my first year, so I was kind of feeling it out, but this year I felt way more comfortable. Not that I didn't feel comfortable last year, but you know, it's good knowing people there, just like introducing myself, but I did meet a lot of good new people, and to those that I weren't able to introduce myself to, I'm sorry, and hopefully I see you again next year.
What did you think? Because I saw you post on Facebook, just like I did when I realized who was there, but what did you think of our special surprise guest at the street party?
Nigel, yeah, it was awesome, man. I only got to talk to him for like 10 seconds because everyone crowded it against him. But yeah, it was awesome seeing him. And I got actually got to talk to Antonio a while too. And you know, he's hearing his stories were great. And I actually missed Dix the next night, so kind of sad I missed out on Evan Bourne. But that's reason enough to come to any of those people that are listening that like you know haven't gone to WrestleMania or any of these. Just you never know who you'll meet.
Yeah, it's always
did you meet me? I met you, Peach.
I don't go back. Tell me what we talked about.
We talked for like 5 seconds. I just said, "Do you remember me? I'm Greg," and you're like, "Oh yeah, yeah," and then like that was it. I got there kind of late too, so
God, I'm an apple.
I had to catch up drinking that. I got there late, so I had to catch up to everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, you actually met him in Miami, Peach, or you should have.
Yeah, I met you in Miami too.
Oh, all right. No,
We went to that. I think it was like a P.F. Chang's or some Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. Okay. I remember you, man. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed Nigel. You had a great time too.
Cool. The whole thing was great, and I love the show, guys. Keep up the good work, and I probably won't be going to WrestleMania, but I'll definitely see you guys again in Vegas next year.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Can't wait to see you, bro. You want to throw a shout out before we go?
Shout out to everyone I met. I don't want to say people in specific and then not mention anyone, but just to everyone I met, follow me on Twitter, CrowBro19. Take it easy.
Cool, man. Well, awesome, man. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
You see, they come on the show, and then they say, "Hey, I'm CrowBro," and I'm like, "Well, you didn't introduce yourself to me as CrowBro. You introduced yourself to me as Greg." So, okay. Keep one name here, folks. Let's just try to keep your board name or keep your real name. Just pick one and go with it.
Hey, I just got a text from my bestest buddy in the world, Trina Michaels. But I'll read that later. We actually got a real positive tonight, dude. I think this is the most calls we've ever gotten. We got another call on the line, so I'll go ahead and put them on the line, mainly because I have a sore throat and it's easier just to let them talk. So caller, calling from area code 209. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bahana. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's going on, Bahana?
Thank you, Bahana. Thank you for using your board name. I know who you are.
Yeah, I don't like to use my real name. I just like the board name, so that's how it is.
Cool. Well, how are you doing, Bahana?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a shame. I heard that karaoke was really fun, but I wasn't able to make it because I kind of overdid it on Saturday night, as some people might have seen, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't make it to karaoke because the bird and myself had overdone it on Saturday night. But instead of karaoke, we actually went on the New York roller coaster at New York, New York. And that was an excellent decision. So if you've never done that, for $14, you get to see all of Vegas and get flipped upside down.
Yeah, that was cool.
So what's the story behind it? You got ripped off at the strip club or something?
Well, I have a cab driver friend, and I just had him pick me up. I haven't seen the guy in years, and he was just working at the time, so I was going to have him just pick me up and take me places. And he got me to the OG strip club called Olympic Gardens or something on the strip. But I actually didn't end up getting ripped off because they kept quoting me like $400 for a half hour, and that seemed kind of much. And I got in the back. I was kind of trying to negotiate with them, but I kind of felt some funny business. So I just ended up walking out of the place and not even getting I didn't spend as much money as I could have, so that's a good thing, and I didn't remember much of it anyway, so, that's cool.
Well, I guess that's cool. You just kind of
As Robert De Niro said in the movie Heat, when you feel the heat, you got to walk away. So if you were feeling the heat and you made the smart choice because some bullshit was probably going to go down.
Yeah, because I was talking to one girl, and some other girl comes up, "Hey, we can do it for both of us," and they're both talking to me at the same time. I was like, I think I need to get out of here. This is getting shady. So I left.
Well, Bahana, I went to a strip club one time, didn't have too much money, got two girls, had them for about maybe 20 minutes, but I'll tell you what, it was the best goddamn 20 minutes of my life, except for the fact that they try to keep my nipples as souvenirs. But you know, I mean, if you save some money, that's cool. But it was good seeing you again. You hadn't been around for a few years, and I noticed you had a lot less hair than you did the last time I saw you. But
Ed, that is brutal.
Yeah, I kind of went the budget route this year and stayed at the... Oh, somebody else here?
No, I was just saying that's pretty fucking rude to call you out on losing your hair.
No, I just cut it short this year. I thought it'd be better for the summer and all that, so...
Oh.
I'm not ashamed of my losing hair. That's part of life, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good attitude to have.
Okay. Well, cool. It was really cool sitting next to Hollis and Flavon at the... They're really cool guys, really laid back, you know. It was easy to sit by them, so that was fun, and fun hearing everybody yell when Silva got knocked out, so that was cool.
Awesome, man. You got any other people you want to shout out that before we let you go?
Stevie J, cool to me, and most people were cool to me, so it was good. So just take
awesome.
Care, guys, and hopefully I can make it next year. So bye-bye.
Cool. Hopefully you won't take a couple years off like you had to, so hopefully we'll see you again next year.
Before you put anybody
else
on the phone, I wanted to mention that Nigel had given me a message to convey to everyone and that he also had an excellent time. I enjoyed meeting all that have supported his career, and lots of people came up to him and said, you know, they donated to his Kickstarter fund for so he could make his movie, and they really liked his documentary. And I think that really meant a lot to him because, you know, it was tough for him to get out of the business, but to just sort of see the people really do care about him, and they, you know, it made him feel really good. So thank you guys for making Nigel feel welcome, and he sends his regards back to everyone else.
I kind of have to tell a Nigel story because, you know, I was there for a while trying to fix that damn pay-per-view, and I was going outside to smoke out here and there. And at one point, you know, I just go to the bar and I get a drink, and then I turn around and start walking. And the sideswipe's like, are you seriously going to walk by Nigel McGuinness and not say anything? And all I can say is, shut the fuck up. Nigel McGuinness isn't. Oh, my God, it's Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah,
he just magically appeared at my sweet party. It was like, what the fuck? How did this happen?
Yeah. Well, what happened was is he lives in L.A., and I told him I was going to be in Vegas, and he said, oh, great. He wanted to go up and play some poker, and I said, well, it just so happens that you can come meet a bunch of your fans, and so he was happy to do so. And actually, last night I went to the Ring of Honor Hoopla show in Chicago, and Nigel was not there, but you mentioned smoking out. I was around more weed in the 3-hour show than I'd ever been in my life. It was quite an unbelievable production, and the show was really good too. And I got to give a shout out to my boys, the Beach Bum Alcoholics, who played at intermission, and they got booed off the stage. It was hilarious.
That sounds pretty funny. Did I tell you what I told Evan when I saw him?
Can I grab your balls?
No, I didn't tell him that. I just said, hey, if you want to get your third strike, I got some good weed upstairs.
Yeah.
He declined. He's not ready to get his third strike. But, yeah, it was really cool to see Evan. I mean, he's such a cool dude. I mean, he's real laid back, and he's like, you know, it seems like he remembered everybody he's met before and stuff.
Yeah, he's been to a couple of them.
He's
a big fan of the UFC, and, you know, he and I have gone out to quite a few shows and together, and, yeah, man, he's real easy to get along with, and, you know, I think he's been quite humbled over the last couple of years when he's had his first two strikes and he had the motorcycle accident, and he's ready to get back out on the fucking road, so...
Yeah, and I spent some time talking to him about his brother because I saw his brother just a few weeks before the ROH show that was here in town. And
Mike Seidel. I saw him last night at the Hoopla show. He's one of those up and comers who's ready for the main stage at ROH. What did you guys talk about?
We were just talking about his match and how he's doing and stuff like that. And I didn't really hog up too much of their time. You know, I just said hi to Nigel, you know, both times, but I really didn't, you know. In fact, you know, I talked to him on the show, so I'll, you know, I let other people get their chance. And but they're super cool. And then Antonio Thomas was super cool. I had been emailing him back and forth, and me and Ronnie were trying to make it our mission to get Granny to the suite because we figured that's when he would probably meet her first, but he actually met her at the dinner. But like Rodney kept telling her, oh, we got someone who wants to meet you, and she's like, what, would want hints, and Rodney would just tell her, he has a bunch of muscles. But so I'm sure Granny was very curious. I think she actually liked the guy in the service who sent the flags. I think she thought he was cuter than Antonio. So
I don't remember who that guy was.
He was a young guy. He was a young guy. His name was, I think he told everybody his name was Billy, not William. But he was a real cool dude. I talked to him briefly, like a couple times. And he was a real nice dude. He was real cool. But we actually got we got another caller, but now we got two callers on the line. So let me go to the caller we had on first. Caller calling from area code 204. Who's this?
Hey, this is Des Walker.
Hey, what's going on, Des?
How you doing? Not bad. I can confirm your story about Evan. I was right there. I also asked him if the reason he wasn't going to take you up that night was because he couldn't afford the $2,500. And he said that was too personal a question to answer. So I thought that was pretty cool.
For some, it is not $2,500. For others, it is. That's all I'll tell you.
I see. And he also said that basically he's giving his brother till the end of the year. He's going to hook him up with Dragon Gate, and if he hasn't made it by then, he's going to tell him to go back to his real job. I don't know if caught that part of the conversation. Yeah, he's a teacher, I believe?
His real job is a librarian.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Vegas was epic this year, as we can attest. Ed was amazing at karaoke. Ed, I apologize to you personally. I got to apologize now publicly for that picture on Facebook. I thought it was funny, but, you know, some people took it the wrong way. And, you know, I was just busting your balls, right?
The one at Heart Attack Girl?
Yeah. Well, you know what happened there was we would all met you, but we just came from meeting at Margaritaville. Or, you know, you'd have had like 9 people around the table with you, all getting their ass kicked by a hot dog.
No, I didn't mind the picture, and if anyone took offense to it, I don't see why. I thought it was pretty funny.
we were all spying on you, but man, that was definitely, we got to do that again. I think, you know, this whole stuff that's been going on in the thread on Facebook about, you know, what steakhouse we should eat at has been blown way out of proportion. The problem was we shouldn't have booked 2 buffets in the same day because lightweights like me can't handle it. And, you know, if people want to go to 2 buffets in the same day, that's great. They can do that. But, you know, I personally, I think we stick with Samba's, but I'll go wherever everybody else wants to go. I don't really care. You know,
well,
it's all about
Samba's,
just hanging out with
them. I think Samba's had a lot to do with where you were sitting. We got food constantly. I mean,
yeah. And,
you know, I know food.
And the other thing, they weren't even sticking to their, you know, the 90 minutes. Like, he even told me, he said that, we just tell you that so you don't hang around for 3 hours. But he said, you know, like, we could have stayed as long as we wanted. It was just if the place was busy, they might want to kick us out. And that's all. It's good. But, no, I mean, it was epic. As you know, I lost my voice at the UFC, which, I mean, we saw history. But anybody that's thinking about coming out to this thing, I mean, the UFC is the least fun you'll have. And it was a lot of fun. You know, it's just hanging out with everybody. Sweet party was amazing. You know, I'm sure you guys have talked about tonight. Some of the people we met, like that Christy was amazing. Never met anybody like that, you know. And if my daughter did that, I'd probably want to kill her, but she's not my daughter, so she's cool.
Hey, you two dummies, this is an audio podcast. You're gonna have to describe the photo that was incredibly embarrassing because I didn't see it.
Okay, well, this photo is Ed by himself in the middle of a diner eating a hot dog, and the caption was, Ed having dinner with all his friends.
Very clever. I like it.
Yeah, well, and it was a follow-up to my thing on the Brian and Vinny show a couple weeks ago when we did the ring intro contest, and I said, accompanied by all his friends, which is no one. So that it was a throwback, you know.
Oh,
but, you know, again.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm just busting balls. And I mean, you know, you bugged me about being Rick Moranis, so I got to come dressed like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You know, it's. Although, by the end of this week, I'll be back to Rick Moranis. I can tell you that right now. The beard's already half off, and I'm just waiting until I get home. I'm actually had to walk up to the top of a hill to talk to you because we get no reception out here, but having a great time in Killarney, Manitoba. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to what everyone else has to say tonight, and I should probably let you go and let you talk to some more people, eh?
So, do you want to shout anyone out before you go?
Shout anyone out? Oh, my God, yeah. Daza, Ryan, you know, Freeway, Sideswipe, Highlife for putting everything together. By the way, I mean, I know you offered it to Stevie J and Lady J, but, I mean, I'd be perfectly willing to arrange all the meals next year. You know, we can talk off air or whatever if you want to. Big Dave was awesome this year. You know, I had a great chat with him. He gave me a scoop on the Ultimate Fighter China that I can't share, but it's a pretty funny story. And, you know, you can ask Dave if you want, or, I can tell you off air, but pretty funny story about Ultimate Fighter China. Brian and Whitney were amazing. Big Vinny, the karaoke party was something else that's got to come back every year. And last but not least is you, Ed. you're amazing this year. I busted your balls, but, I mean, you put it all together, dude, and without it, we wouldn't have that great weekend, any of us. So, and Chibi, it was great to meet him finally. Hopefully we'll be seeing him every year as well. So, and I'll see you guys in New Orleans, I hope. I might even be bringing Mrs. Dez. When she found out it was New Orleans, she's thinking about it. So,
that's cool, man. Well, you have, a good night, Dez, and we'll definitely see you. If not in Mania, we'll see you again in Vegas. So it's always good to see you, man. So have a good night.
You bet, dude. You too. Bye.
Okay, now we got another caller, so let me go to the other caller here. I swear, this is like our most popular show as far as callers ever. Caller from area code 519. Who's this?
Hi, Ed. This is Doc G.
Hey, what's going on, Doc G? How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing, Ed?
Pretty good. We mentioned you, and Ronnie was on. He mentioned your sister a little bit. And
I think I'm going to have to introduce myself as April's brother from here on out.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, it's like as cool as Doc G is, his sister is way, way, way cooler.
Yeah, she is. She's wonderful.
No, she's cool. I really enjoyed meeting her. I mean, she's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people on the board think that is your wife now.
that's just Hogan, and Hogan's just being Hogan. That's no big deal there.
Cool, man.
I gotta thank you personally for that quick adjustment you gave me on the fly. I know, you know, it wasn't technically probably medically insured, but thanks again for fixing my neck there.
Good. I'm glad it worked well for you.
Yeah. So far so good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
You should have charged, because I know you did. You did me. You did Tony. You did probably a few other people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not legally allowed to charge in the state of Nevada, so it was just a demonstration.
Well, it was an awesome demonstration.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. You've been trying to get me to do that for years now, and finally I decided, you saw me do Tony, so I got to do Ed, too.
Yeah, it was so quick, and it just made me feel so much better. It was like it's amazing.
that's what I do. It's a fun job, too, because, you know, that's pretty much what I do.
So what were your favorite parts of the trip, Doc?
I really, really enjoyed the sweet party. I thought that was probably one of the, that was a highlight. That was a really good sweet party this year. Probably the best one, that I've been to.
That's cool. That was a lot of week fun. That we've been to. I'm thinking I'm going to start saving up now and get that for all 4 days so we can always just bring the party to the suite if we need to.
Yeah, that was really something else. The one at Planet Hollywood was good too, but this one was better.
Yeah. The balcony really made it awesome because that was like a whole other party room.
Yes.
But what else did you enjoy besides the sweet party? And hold on, before we move over to the sweet party, I have permission to say whatever we want about a certain individual. What do you have to say about my confidence performance at the sweet party?
It was really weird. It was funny. It was really funny. Mike is Mike, and he's he loves an audience. There's no question about it. He was in full-blown Mike Coughlin, the performer mode, that's for sure, and Mike Coughlin, the drunk mode, and, you know, that type of stuff as well. So he
well,
was,
we got to cut him some slack, too. You know, he was also on his bachelor party, and so who knows?
Yeah.
He might be in a world of hurt, you know, after next weekend or whenever he's getting married. He might have to be on permanent lockdown.
Yeah, he's I think it's up in September he's getting married. So, yeah, he's got his freedom is ticking down on him. That's for sure. But no, it was a funny promo. It was really it was Mike pretty much at his best, just drunker than drunk, really.
Now, since it may never come out, what did you say?
What did I say?
Yeah, I mean, we may never hear this audio, so we need to, like, recreate it.
I didn't say anything. I pretty much was just listening to it, and then Brian came up to me afterwards and asked me what I thought about Mike's promo, and I just... Well, I can't believe he just said those things. That was quite... I only remember certain parts of it because a lot of it was just like, oh, shit, he didn't say that. Holy shit, what was that? Oh, my gosh, Mike, what are you doing? Oh, Mike. That's pretty much how I was kind of going through the whole thing. And at the same time, just laughing hysterically because it was, you know, it was just full-blown Mike Coughlin in his element.
Yeah. Basically, if people think the promo I cut on Dave was bad, I look like a saint compared to Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your promo on was not bad at all. No, Mike's was worse. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
there's no question about
it
that.
He was something else. But, I mean, like I said earlier, the first thing I saw him doing was he was zipping up his pants because he was peeing over the balcony, so.
Yeah, I He was in fine form. That I'm sure he was not feeling very well. Probably most of this week, based on his states when I saw him.
Yeah.
What was the convincing argument you had to use on your sister to say, "Hey, there's a bunch of dumb dorks who like professional wrestling. They're very socially awkward. Come out and hang out with us." How'd you pull that off?
Well, me and my sister, every week we go for a run. It's usually about an hour, so we got to find something to talk about. And every time I go to these conventions or whatever, I just kind of, I got about 3-4 weeks of material worth to talk to her about. So she's heard all about these conventions for years now and that type of stuff. And when I tell her about it, she goes, "Oh, that sounds pretty good. I'd like to go to one of these things sometime." And this year, my wife backed out, and so I was going by myself, and she found out I was going by myself. She's like, "Well, let me see if I can swing this." And she tried to do her best to get in, and we were able to make it work. It's not easy for her to do that type of stuff.
I thought you had sort of like childhood blackmail, you know, story.
She was a wild one between the two of us.
Did she enjoy meeting everyone, or was she creeped out by anybody?
No. She didn't have a bad thing to say about anybody at all. She really enjoyed everybody. She enjoyed the time. She made some friends that she really was very happy to make. So, but no, she had no problems with anybody. She can get along with pretty much anybody. She really is one of the easiest people to get along with you'll ever meet. And
so
she's
didn't
pretty
meet
much...
Ed, I guess.
Pardon?
So that she didn't meet Ed?
She didn't hate Ed. That's incredible, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. She's just, I mean, that's... one of people like that are... they're a rare breed.
Yeah, I'm sure if she thought anybody was a creeper, it was probably me.
No. No, she didn't. She had very nice things to say about Jed.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a million nice things to say about her. She's super cool. I mean, I remember one time you brought your wife and she came to dinner and then it was like she never hung out with us anymore. But your sister was like, your sister was gung-ho to hang out wherever we went. She was there, you know, went to old
shows.
My
wife went to
Samba's.
Yeah,
she went to two buffets in one day.
Yes. Now, my wife did go to Samba's one year. She's been to a couple of the dinners. But, yeah, she's very, very shy. And it's just, the thing is, when I go to these things, a lot of people I know, I get, you know, and I really want to talk to people, and I go around from person to person to person to person, and she's just kind of sitting in her chair going, what's she doing? And she's just so shy that she just has a really hard time, and so she doesn't really go out to too much, whereas my sister is not shy at all. So it's that's just the way, that's the way it goes.
Now, speaking of shy, I have to tell a Barack story. Because,
pardon?
Our friend Barack, who's from,
okay,
he's,
yeah,
like, he's real close to where Rodney lives. I think like south of where Rodney is. He's from like Louisiana. And Barack is a really cool guy, real nice guy. But he'll tell you himself that he's a wallflower, where, you know, he's kind of quiet. He just kind of hangs back and he enjoys watching and you know, everyone else. And he makes it a point to make sure he's next to Radumbek when Radumbek is drunk, and Radumbek's his personal entertainment. And he's a real quiet,
yes,
guy.
He's a very quiet guy. Yeah, you pretty much got to go up to him to talk to him. But, yeah, I really like Barack. Barack's a real nice guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he definitely likes to kind of sit back and watch things as they develop. And, yeah, Radumbek just entertains the shit out of that guy, yeah.
Yeah. But the story I have to tell is, unfortunately, you missed it because you weren't able to make the karaoke. Is we go to karaoke and he's there with his wife and he's sitting there and he's quiet, but he's going through the book. And I asked him, I go, Brock, are you going to sing? And he's all, I'm looking for something. And the rest of the night, he's just going back and forth to this book, something. He's not going to end up singing. And to my surprise, right when I was thinking that, I hear them call Kenneth, and he gets up and he goes to the stage. And this quiet guy who you wouldn't expect just fucking went crazy and rocked out to Weird Al Yankovic, the Amish song.
Oh,
the
great. Paradise. Oh,
yeah,
that's Gangster great.
Paradise, but Amish Paradise. And he, like, rocked it like he was, like, a rock star and was just, like, awesome and loud. And it was like I was just sitting there like, oh, my God, who is this person?
Do we have video of this?
Because that's not the... I don't know if Daz or somebody got video. I didn't get video, but, yeah, dude, I mean, it was just, I couldn't believe it. It was just like, wow.
Yeah, it was, I really wish I had been there for the karaoke, because that, I enjoy karaoke. Karaoke is a lot of fun. I would have had fun with that.
Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good last
staple.
Night.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do on Sunday, because we're always usually looking for some shit to do. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, pool party. And then no one wakes up from 4 p.m.
That sounds about right, yes.
And what was cool is when we went, like the first hour, we had the bar for the most part to ourselves, you know.
That would have been fun. It's kind of hard for me to leave on Monday, though. Monday's my day off, typically, and I kind of like to be home on Monday to recoup so I can actually work half decently on Tuesday. But I don't know. Karaoke is a lot of fun. And that is the one thing. And Kiss Mini Golf. We had a blast last year, and I did regret we missed that this year, too.
Just maybe take an early flight out on Monday or something next year.
That's a possibility, yeah.
Well, Bird and I flew out on Monday, and unfortunately, we had to fly out through San Francisco, and we got fucking stuck because of the Japs being unable to land a plane, or it was the Koreans or somebody. We got stuck in San Francisco, and we ended up spending the night in Phoenix, and it was a clusterfuck. So if you got to get back for work, man, you got to get back.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, too. So I don't know if I'll probably leave Sunday next year, too. We'll see how that goes. But
cool. Cool. Well, Doc, why don't you go ahead and throw out some shout-outs and stuff, and while you're doing that, I'm going to call somebody, and then so if he finishes feature, you might be on your own for a few seconds.
Okay, fair enough. Shout-outs, I really appreciate the guys who came in from overseas. Of course, Sean, McGee, Chibi, I love that guy. He's quite the character. He really makes me laugh a lot. Also, Rob Harvey from London. Me and Rob get, you know, been pretty tight for a little bit there, and I really I always really enjoy the chances I get to together with him, and the whole group is just a fabulous group. The yeah, it's pretty much hard to say too much, too many people individually, but I know we had a really good time. It was really nice. Shout out, I guess, to my sister who came with me. That was it was as fun as I expected it to be. She is a wonderful girl. So,
well,
that's
good.
About all I got.
Again, it was good talking
hey
to you, Doc G. Yeah.
Hey guys, not to interrupt you, but I only have this person for a very short time, so I wanted to get her on here and talk about her trip. And Barb, how did you enjoy the Vegas trip this year?
Oh, I had a blast. I had a good time. It was fun. I enjoyed going to shows and hanging out with everybody again, seeing everybody again. That was very cool.
What were you thinking when someone passed out in the bed after playing video games with Landon?
That was pretty funny, and I had to get a couple of you guys to come and get him out of the bed.
Because
he was a bit bigger than me.
So, now, how did you enjoy the Blue Man group?
Oh, that was fun. That was a lot of fun, and Landon really liked it, so bonus.
Yeah, that's cool. And I know you got to meet a few new people, like you got to meet Al and Sean, and how did you enjoy meeting a bunch of Euros this year?
Oh, they were fun. They were a lot of fun. They had my son talking British with an accent by the end of the trip. So we had a great time. Al was awesome. He played video games with Landon. So Mommy could go upstairs and gamble a little bit. So that was pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Do you have any? I'm not going to keep you for too long, but do you have any more memories of the trip, or how did you enjoy seeing Granny again?
Oh, it was great. It's great seeing Granny. I was happy to see her at the party. That was nice. I can tell she doesn't enjoy the naughty language, but I think she had a lot of fun nonetheless. The suite was great, and the balcony was wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see. It was fun. We had a good time. Everybody was. It was cool. I love that everybody kept going in and playing Call of Duty with Landon because, you know, he was the only kid there. And Mommy spilled beer all over herself the first night, so I had to change. But
well, I think you're incorrect.
It was a great
you're
trip.
You're certainly wrong. There were far more kids than your only – you're all of us are fucking kids. She said yours was the only kid there. We are all just dumbass 35-year-old children.
I will say that he did whoop everybody's butt in Call of Duty, so, you know.
Well, he didn't whoop mine, and I would have whooped his ass because I'm good at it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he was the only one that was sober, and everybody else was drunk, so he had a little bit of an advantage.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Cool.
I love Darby's enthusiasm. He kept trying and trying, and he just looked like he wanted to pass out.
Well, he finally did.
He did, but he it took him a while. So I enjoyed his effort.
Cool. Well, Barbara,
it was great
I know.
To see Bridget and Whitney too. I really like and Jessica as well. All the girls. Love seeing
them. Yeah, it was like more girls this year than ever before. That was actually really cool.
Mhm. Yep. It was fun.
I know. Bridget just couldn't get over how tiny you are. She's so tiny.
Yeah. And I absolutely lost a little bit of weight, but that wasn't on purpose. So I might have been a little bit tinier this year.
Cool. Well, I'll let you get back. I know you have to go. So thank you for coming on, and I'll talk to you probably later tonight or tomorrow. So.
All right. No problem.
See you then.
Everybody have a great night.
Cool. Talk to you later.
A year. Bye-bye. All right. Bye.
Cool. Well,
we got
two more. We got two more callers on the line, so let me take caller calling from area code 206.
Ed.
Yes.
Ed. Hi, I've been calling your name for like 2 minutes now. Hi.
Yes.
It's Vince.
Let's go. Oh,
this
Vinny,
is Vince.
What's going on,
yeah.
Vinny? How you doing?
Hey. Hi. Okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
I would just like to add that I was one of the people who Barbara's son destroyed in Call of Duty.
Well, that was cool. So how did you enjoy the party? I know you were inebriated. I know you were drunk. Friday and Saturday. So what are your memories before you got too drunk?
No, Friday I remember well. Friday was a great time until the point, there was a point where I said, I have had enough and I need to go home. And unfortunately, I could not go home then because I was part of a group and the group was still out. I don't know. It probably wasn't clear at the party, but those of us who went to get pizza, there was like a half dozen of us, and I was being a cranky bitch. And I acknowledged I was being a cranky bitch. And I apologized to everyone, and they all said it was cool, but some noticed, some didn't. But that was Friday. Saturday, I have a few memories of. story, for those of you who didn't hear it on the show, I had a temporary ID, and it was accepted everywhere, including both airplane flights and one bartender at the bar, but not the other bartender. And he refused to serve me drinks because my fake ID, or not fake ID, temporary ID. It's real, I swear to God. He refused to serve me drinks, so everyone felt bad and kept buying drinks for me. And, boy, they bought me a lot of liquor.
Vinny, what does a temporary ID look like?
It looks like a photocopy of your standard driver's license, a slightly higher quality photocopy. It's on slightly thicker paper.
Okay.
So, but like I say, it got me on both airplanes, so it should be nothing you need beer.
Well, in the end, it worked out for you. I mean, you got a lot of free beer to drink, and probably a little too much.
Apparently. Somebody, I think it was... I think it was Doc G talking about getting me lots and lots of water, which I appreciate. Because between all the water and the fact that right before this drinking, I had a big greasy Popeye's chicken meal, no hangover, none. I was
that's
really
awesome.
Happy about that. I
had a hangover.
I was going to say I had a hangover until
Friday morning.
That sucks. A hangover is no good. Yeah. So, no, that was my memory from Saturday, most of it.
Now, Vinny, I've been asking some of the girls that have been on about, like, coming or, you know, for the first time to hang out with guys from the internet. Well, did you ever have to convince your girlfriend or your fiance to ever come on these trips? I mean, the very first trip, I remember she was kind of quiet, and then now she's, like, almost out of control, but just out of control in a good way.
Well, yeah, that's why I love her, is because she can, you know, she does not need my help to make friends, that's for sure. She fits in just fine. And it went from a thing where she wasn't sure if she wanted to go. I think it was her test to see if this was a good reason to dump me or not. And fortunately for me, she likes most of you, not Ed, of course, but she likes most of you. And, then she went back, and now it's the kind of thing we both look forward to it every year. It's just a great, great, great time.
Now you're actually, next year, you're actually getting married a couple weeks before. Are you still going to be able to make the trip for next year?
Yeah, I knew it was close. It wasn't until someone down there this year pointed out to me, yes, so it's like 10 days before or something. Yes, yes, for sure. I don't know how long. It may be shorter. We have to figure that out. Or maybe that. Well, no, it's a long story. But we're in a different honeymoon. But we're definitely going. We'll find a way. You can fly down Saturday, fly back Sunday. That may be it. But
well, I remember when Audrey and Bluefist kind of got engaged. We kind of raised money to pay for their hotel and. I can almost guarantee you that they're going to decide to do that for you. I mean, I probably shouldn't even say anything because they'd want it to be a surprise. But I'm sure, I mean, I can see that happening. So you might get lucky.
I would not
like
complain. I would not complain in the slightest. No, that would be Jesus.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Now, Benny, other than the two times you got drunk, is there any other memories that stand out or anything you want to talk about or shout out to anybody you'd like to give?
Oh, honestly, guys, I don't have a ton of time.
Let's ask
about
Coughlin.
Vinny, did you hear the Coughlin rant that got the tweet party audio cut?
No, I did not. I know that at my low point Friday night is exactly when Brian came over to interview me. So I didn't get, you know, I've forgotten Saturday. I remember Friday, but I also remember I was very, very drunk. And at my drunkest is when Brian came to interview me, so I don't know what I said. It's quite possible that I was edited as well. I don't know. But I'm not privy to what Mike Coughlin said, but I know the kinds of things Mike Coughlin says when he's sober, and they're awfully offensive as well. So there is nothing off the table as far as what tasteless joke or comment he made.
That is
understood.
True. And you also, Vinny, I want to give you credit for doing a good job with the raffle. You kind of seem to get stuck with that job, but you always seem to make quite a few funny little jokes and make it very entertaining. How did you enjoy being the MC?
I'm a middle child, so I like attention, even though I'm 37 now. So I'm fine with that. The two new things I did this year, the last day I was there, we did Kiss Mini Golf. I did not do that last year. I got to do it this year. And I bring this up only because I won. I was the best.
That's right. Actually, earlier we had the loser, Alex Kulp, on, and now we have the winner, Vinny. And I know that really ate up at Brian, that you kicked Brian's ass this year.
I did. I kicked his ass. I kicked your ass. I kicked all your asses. I was the champion. So I have to defend that crown next year, and as much as I enjoyed being the champion and being the best golfer, I don't know if I would bet on myself to repeat. But that was a good old time. And then, of course, Sunday night was the annual inaugural karaoke party in Vegas. And in my wildest dreams, I didn't think it would go as well as it did. Everyone had fun. Everyone had a ball. I've been ordered to do it again next year.
What the hell was that?
What's that? I don't know.
Shut. It's me. I'm at the gas station. Shut up.
But the karaoke was awesome, and everybody was awesome singing. Like Jasmine was awesome, Dez. But Vinny, I actually have to say is that you pretty much stole the show and were like the top singer of the group.
I do what I can. I can sing a little bit. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind words. I wish in hindsight, because when we first started, we were the only ones there. And so he's got a little piece of paper, and he's like, put three songs on there. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'll just put three songs on here, and I'll think about what I really want to do and do them later. So I turned in a piece of paper without even thinking about it. And then everyone in the world showed up. So I didn't get to go. I thought I'd be going up there a half dozen times or more. I only got up there three times by myself and once or twice with other people. Which I guess is almost half a dozen. But my point is, I thought I'd have all the time in the world to do all the songs I wanted, and would have put more thought into it if I knew my selections were a little more limited.
Yeah, we could go next year. We could go a little earlier, and that way we'd have a place to ourselves a little more, and that way we could really get involved.
I don't know if you got it. We were there at 9 when they started. I don't think you were. I don't know. I might look into renting a spot and karaoke equipment and doing it that way. This will be an all party for ourselves. I have no idea how much it would cost or if that's even reasonable.
But you could probably rent a karaoke machine and then bring it to the suite, right?
And do it Friday night?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Or we could even do it at the dinner. Like, you know, we usually get to dinner for a few hours, so like we could do like an hour or two of karaoke.
Possible. I don't know. People really, really, really liked it, and I don't think they would want to have to choose between karaoke and doing the street party.
That's true.
We'll have to see. I'm still honestly decompressing, and basically since I landed back in Seattle, I've been working nonstop, so I hadn't even thought about it, really.
We got a whole year to plan everything, so that's plenty of time. I'm sure we'll come up with something good. And I really enjoyed the karaoke, even though I almost had a freaking anxiety attack when I was singing. But I enjoyed seeing everyone else, and it was pretty cool. I mean, it had like a little nice little patio bar too, so you could go outside and, you know,
and smoke weed. No, the spot was cool. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right. Well, I thank you for having me on, Ed. I appreciate it. Thank you for setting this whole thing up so many years ago.
Cool. Well, I'm glad I did that too.
Yes, it is all because of you, Ed. It's true.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Vinny. We really appreciate it, and we hope you have a good night.
All right, man. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, Vinny.
Take it easy.
Bye. Bye.
Man, this is the goddamn love cast tonight. Everyone's just calling in and licking your ass, Ed. Jesus.
Well, don't be jealous. I know you're gay and you enjoy stuff like that, like people licking your ass, but don't be a hater. Don't be a hater because I'm cooler than you. People like me better than you. And but we do have another caller on the line. And it might be that little punk JJ again. Let me see here. Caller calling from area code 904. Who's this?
JJ?
Oh. What do you want, JJ? I'm gonna call your mom and tell her to beat your ass.
I was gonna ask about your karaoke night I heard about.
That was awesome, JJ. That's all you need to know. Did you friend me again on Facebook?
Yeah, I friended you.
All right. Well, you might be able to see it on Facebook, but if you unfriend me on Facebook again, I'm going to kick your ass two times the next time I see you.
Sorry, I'll see you in Vegas next year.
We'll see. I'm sure your dad will bring your sister instead for some reason.
No, I have a job.
What do you do?
You had a job?
Newspaper rep?
who else is on the line with you, Ed?
What?
Is that Peach?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Peach.
What's your job?
I miss you, Peach.
I miss you too, man. Tell me what your goddamn job is. What are you, motor? Do you wash cars or something? Work at a batting cage?
No. I work at my family's restaurant.
Ah, okay. Slave labor.
Yeah.
Cool.
You work at your family's restaurant. What kind of family restaurant do you have?
Italian.
Italian?
Applebee's.
Yeah.
How do I not know about this? Is this like the other side of your dad, like your mom's side of the family or your dad's side or what?
My mom's side.
Oh, your mom's side. Yeah. Did I tell you your mom's cooler than you, JJ?
She is?
Yeah, she's very cool.
She was just being nice to my dad's friends. That's what she said. Yeah, she seems nice when she's, like, around friends. But when she's at home, God.
Even Rodney, she didn't like Rodney?
Huh?
Did she like Rodney?
Nobody likes Rodney.
Nobody likes Rodney.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He hung up on us earlier.
Yeah.
He was rude. He didn't even say goodbye.
Rodney's a jerk.
Yeah. Cool.
He's so mean to Granny.
He's so what?
He's so mean to Granny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's horrible to Granny.
It's ridiculous.
Throw out your Xbox gamer tag.
What?
Give out your Xbox gamer tag, and then we'll hang up on you.
Apex Wolf 101.
There you go. Apex Wolf 101. Right. Play him in whatever game.
And kick his ass if he's a little punk. So we'll talk to you later, JJ.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Ed.
I'm still going to kick your ass when I see him.
On a live podcast that you wanted to be friends with an 11-year-old boy, and then you were going to beat up that same 11-year-old boy multiple times, and then you said his wife or his mom was hot.
Did I say his mom was hot? I said she was cool. But she is good looking, man. Like,
yeah, but we know what you meant.
Yeah. I think Rodney was trying. I think Rodney was flirting with her all weekend. I think Scott's kind of not, you know, the biggest fan of Rodney anymore because I think Rodney was trying to play on his action.
Well, I missed all that. There wasn't anything scandalous that went down. Nobody hooked up with anything.
Wait, the what? I mean, what do you mean?
As far as I know, I don't think anybody fucked anyone out of the ordinary.
Well, I'm sure people who brought dates probably, you know, had a little action going. I'm sure not everyone goes and tells you, oh, Pete, oh, I banged so-and-so, you know. You know.
Well, didn't anybody nail Christy?
Well, she did come with somebody, so, you know, there's probably a good chance.
Oh, okay, so she nailed whoever that was. Nobody nailed Doc's sister?
I don't, well, she's married, for one, but if I didn't know she was married, I would have been trying, and I'm sure that would have lasted like 30 seconds before she blew me off, but, you know, I would have at least tried. But what was I going to say? You know, if I really wanted to, I could hit on Whitney and steal her away from Brian because, you know, why would she want to be married to a little midget?
When she can be married to a fat midget.
I'm not short. I'd just be fat.
How tall
real Mexican.
5'7" and a half?
I'm 5'11", buddy.
Oh.
She can be married to a fat real Mexican.
Yeah,
speaking
that's
of, where's your wife? How come your wife didn't come? Or your trophy wife, because, you know, I know she knows you're gay.
My trophy wife, my beard, basically, she stayed home. She does not have the luxury of my profession to be a teacher and have the summers off. So while I'm doing my United States tour, she is still in Guam.
What the fuck are you doing in Chicago anyway?
I went to Chicago to see that Ring of Honor show.
Oh, that's right. Forgot.
Yeah. I went to go see that Hoopla show, and really just to hang out with Delirious, because we're boys from back in the day, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, so I got to hang out with him all night, and then I saw Roddy, and I like all those guys, but mainly those two is who I was hanging out with.
Are you and Roddy still a couple?
Yeah, we're still dating. He got divorced, so we got back together.
Oh, that's cool. You don't have to hide it no more.
Yeah, I know. He actually is in Japan now. He's not doing this weekend show. He just did the Hoopla, and now he's in Japan. He'll be there for a month. Can't remember. I guess with Noah.
Uh-huh. I remember this is actually a story from next year with your other boyfriend, Evan. We're having lunch or dinner with Evan, me, Rodney, Scott, and Evan. And I think Scott went to play like slots or something, but we're talking, he's happy, he's telling like funny stories, and I asked him, I go, Evan, did you ever do anything to that fucking monkey that they got in trouble for? Because apparently Shima from Dragon's Gate owns a monkey that they have chained up at the dojo, and apparently they got in trouble for like fucking with the monkey. So I asked Evan this question, and he's smiling, and he like just stops, and he loses his smile, and he just like stops and pauses. And then in the middle of a crowded restaurant, he screams, "Fuck that monkey!"
Yeah, they didn't do anything to that. He didn't do anything to the monkey, but I know people were messing with it. But
well, he said the monkey fights back. He said the monkey fights back and throws shit at him and does all kinds of shit and somehow gets loose and attacks people when they're sleeping. So apparently he had an encounter with the monkey, so he doesn't like the monkey.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I bet the monkey's dead by now.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, it was cool seeing you, buddy. I'm trying to think if there's anything exciting that I forgot. The only thing that kind of sucked this year was it was ungodly fucking hot. I mean, those first 2 days were horrible, dude.
I don't mind the hot. I would take it hot over cold any day. I like the pool parties. I like going out and sitting in the blazing-ass sun. So, I mean, fucking cold weather can suck my balls.
But 113, that was horrible. And then, like, the traffic was, like, some of the worst I've ever seen. Like, that night that we went to Sambas, we had to go to O, which is at the Bellagio, which is, like, just all you got is the Caesars. It's, like, the Mirage, Caesars, Bellagio, pretty much. And I got in the cab, and I swear to God, it took me 30, 40 minutes just to go fucking that distance. It took me 15 minutes to get from where I got in the cab to go around the little curb to get on the main street. It was so fucked up. But
this is only July 4th, right?
Of the show.
You're talking about July 4th night.
Yeah, July 4th night.
See, I landed at midnight July 4th night, and we were able to get from the hotel to, I mean, the airport to our hotel in about 15 minutes. So I guess everything cleared out at like 10 o'clock because it was like the easiest airport to hotel transportation I've ever experienced.
Well, everybody was like Lock Grid in that area with the Bellagio, Caesars, and the Mirage because that's where they had the fireworks of that Bellagio. And then to get into Bellagio, there's this big ass circular thing that, you know, what the fuck do I actually call it? Like a circular
door.
Door. And then there's two sides.
Spin door.
Yeah, well, the spin door broke.
Oh,
so
shit.
Traffic was stuck going in and out. So it was like a big mess. So everybody was just like right there, and that was like right about the time that you landed and shit. So.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was crazy. But
so did you see the fireworks?
I didn't see the fireworks. I had no idea there were even fireworks then. I think they started after we had already gone in to see the show.
Well, we saw fireworks as we were flying over, but we also saw the big ass bonfires in Arizona, like the big desert fires or whatever it is. It looked like a field of volcanoes. It was crazy. It was just like super dark orange, and it looked like lava. It was nuts.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I know at different points, if you looked out the mountain range that surrounds Vegas, you'd see like not everywhere, but over here you'd see like some crazy looking clouds, and it kind of looked like a volcano or something. And
then the next day, when we were leaving, we landed in San Francisco. We flew over the plane that was crashed. We flew over the wreckage when we landed.
Oh wow,
that was pretty
trippy
too. Yeah.
Oh, we got 4 minutes, and we got one last caller here. So let me get him on while we still have a chance, dude.
All right.
Calling from area code 661. Who's this?
Hello, Ed.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Sideswipe.
Oh,
hey,
what's
going on, Sideswipe? You just barely made it, man. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, pretty good. Well, you know, as much as you can be talking to this asshole over here for like 2 hours, you know.
Hey, I told Sideswipe he could take that TNA ornament and smash it on my head. So how bad of a guy could I be?
It's true. Actually, I think I was throwing it at you.
Whatever it was, but it turns out it was plastic.
Yeah, that wasn't going to be a good time. So, but I just wanted to get in quickly and just say that I had a great time this year. It was probably the best convention that I've been to, and I've been to all of them except for the very first one. Yeah.
Yeah, basically you, Peach, and Rodney are the ones that have been to all of them except for the very first one.
Yeah. And next year, my streak's probably ending, but that's the whole other story. So
I don't think that's going to happen. I think
don't end on a depressing note here, Swipey.
No.
End on a positive note. Tell us something you like.
My life. Well, let's see. It's pretty boring, all things considered, you know?
No. Tell us something you liked about the convention.
Listen, when I walked into the suite for the first time, and like me and Ed walking in, and I'm just looking around going, this was a good choice. Somehow we've done well. I don't know how, but yeah. So that was kind of awesome. And the actual suite party itself was fantastic. I managed to control freaking out. We have people, you know, falling into furniture and breaking in, that sort of stuff.
I'll never forget Ardumbek, who was sitting at the table for like majority of the night. He's sitting there. He finally gets up, and Sideswipe just like attached himself like a shadow to make sure he didn't fall the wrong way. And he kind of needed to get that little thing in the middle, but luckily we got him before he broke it. But
yeah, I was going to say, he leaned against the railing and like actually moved. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, this the Riviera has been open for how many years? This wood could be rotting for all I know. Best to move him to a couch where he can do the least amount of damage possible. So.
Yeah, and then he got there, and then he was out till they finally woke him in and Ardumbek Jr. up.
Jr., yeah.
Trying to get him out of the place, and yeah, like everyone kept thanking me for the sweep, but in all honesty, Sideswipe's the one that paid for it in advance. So everyone needs to throw some shout out and some love to Sideswipe here.
Well, thanks. And, you know, if that audio ever comes out, be sure to know that I did bury you completely for taking all the credit for everything. And, well, well, everybody's
I love
doing
it.
Stuff.
Great.
I'm sure a lot of people buried me for other reasons.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
But any other memories from the trip you'd like to share?
Well, I got to the karaoke late, but that was actually a really good time for the time that I was there. And it's a lot of fun as well. And of course, the actual UFC, like I was sitting with Doc and his sister and Rob and his friends, and like just there's just shock when the knockout happened. It was like, and then celebration, yelling, and high fives, and then Rob had to break up a fight, and you know, all the normal stuff that you'd expect at a UFC.
Yeah, I regret not going after I found out what happened, but oh well, it happened.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
But anybody you want to shout out?
Well, senior high Eli would probably be the first person I wanted to shout out. I mean, he organized the banquet, and that was incredibly run as well. Then, I guess as well, you, Ed, because, you know, for as much crap as everybody gives you for, you know, taking the credit and everything, you actually make sure to get this publicized and get it out there and get people wanting to go as well. So you do deserve some credit. Maybe not as much as you are getting, but, you know, you deserve some. It's fair.
I do try to deflect it. I mean, I feel very awkward at times because some people like go like super overboard.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. Like, Ed, you love all the attention you get, positive or negative. You like the attention. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna be fair to Ed. There were many times when I was, you know, standing by him, and somebody would come up and say, "Hey, thanks for organizing this sweet party. It was awesome." And it's like, well, you can. Thanks, Sideswipe. He's right there. He's the guy who kind of did
it. You were standing there.
Yeah, I was standing there. That's the key, you know. If I was away, I'm sure I'd be like, hey, no problem, you know. This is a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. And, of course, it's going to be Ed, the man, you know. So.
Cool. Well, Sideswipe, you're one of the guys who likes to gamble. Did you win any money on this trip?
I did not win any money whatsoever. I actually went in March, and I did pretty well. So this trip was kind of revenge for that trip. And kind of evening out the ledger, you know. It was not a good time for gambling other than, you know, having fun.
Cool. Well, I didn't get any gambling in this year. Next year, me and you got to hit a blackjack table for at least a little bit because I just wanted to play blackjack, but I just never had the chance.
I think since I've gambled with you once before, and I think we both ended up that when we did it. We'll try to make some time at some point.
Cool.
Sure.
Cool, man. Well, we're actually on our what do you call it? Our overfeed. So, do you have any last things you want to bring up, or any more people you want to talk about before we go?
Well, I did want to also thank Dez. Like organizing Samba like that, and a lot of the, he did a lot of things as well, which was unexpected at the time and very much appreciated for getting things organized as well. And sounds like next year he's really going to step up, which is awesome as well. So.
Yeah, because it's not easy. It's not easy putting like these dinners or, I mean, people think, you just call up and say, hey, it ain't like that. It's like ever since that second trip where I told everybody the dinner was going to be so-and-so and it was like almost double and then I had to tell Rodney to double, and Rodney had the chicken, which was like the tiny little piece of chicken, and he's paying like $80, $90. I was like, I felt so horrible. It's like, somebody please save me. And then before, the groups were small enough so we could just call, you know, call and get like 2 12 people tables. It wasn't too bad. But now it's kind of to the point where, you know, it's, you know, you got to call and make sure they have space for us. And it's kind of like, it's not easy. That's why I like when Stevie and his wife are bringing up Fogo de Chao. It's like, okay, if you want to do it, that's fine, but it's not going to be as easy as you think. And if Des wants to step up, I mean, that'd be great. I mean, but like I say, it's not the easiest thing. You know, there's, you got things that you would never think of that factor into the price, and it's not, you know, it's not an easy thing. So I think Samba's is like a little safer. So that's why I kind of go that route. Plus, it's kind of tradition. But like, if somebody wants to step up and really step up and take care of and maybe try Fogo de Chao, that's fine. I mean, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
They actually have more food and are a little higher quality. But you know, it's just like I say, it's not as easy. So we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I know when I organized Texas to Brazil, and that was like, I'm signing forms and all this sort of stuff. I'm like, and they're needing my ID, and I'm like, what? Like, it's a group thing, and then the fiasco afterwards. But that's whole.
Yeah,
is very much water under the bridge. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, anybody who steps up and organizes stuff, very much appreciated.
I put him on hold for a second. But anything else before we let you go?
No, pretty well it. I mean, it's just an awesome trip. It's great being able to hang out with everybody and to catch up with people. I mean, you know, I haven't seen Al in a few years, so it was great to catch up with him, Bahana as well, and, you know, meeting new people, you know, Billy, Scott, I hadn't really had a chance to talk to last year, and so I had a good chance to have a good chat with him, and that was a lot of fun. And, you know, the Steve J and Lady J, and of course Doc and Freeway and Dez and the people who you normally see, you know, even Rodney, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Tolerate him, I suppose. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, like I say, it was really awesome seeing you again, and I hope you're just kayfabing about not making it next year and going to show up, because you can't break the ice.
Well, I will be at New Orleans, so.
Oh, well, that's cool. Awesome.
I will definitely see you there. Yeah. In the,
cool, man.
And see you there in July, but.
Awesome. Well, cool. Thanks, Mike. We'll go ahead and let you go. So you have a good night, and we will talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Ed.
All right. No problem, man. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, Pete. I guess we can start wrapping up. Is there any other stories you want to talk about?
I know I don't really have any stories or anything cool to say, but I wanted to mention the fact that, you know, I think what holds people up in terms of committing to the convention is they sort of think it's this fake thing that just sort of comes together, and it's not. It's real. Like you don't have to worry about things not happening or people not being there or putting your money in, or, you know, you pay your money to High Life, there will be a fucking banquet. You pay your money to whoever, you will get the UFC ticket. Like Freeway, like, you know, I didn't even question for it. I PayPal'd him the money, bam. I saw me the first second handing me my ticket. So don't be afraid that, like, oh, it's going to fall through. It's not. So everyone needs to come out next year. We'll have more crazy stories. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some other celebrities. I'm trying to convince some other people to come. So hopefully, you know, we'll have some more. Like every year, there's some kind of surprise. Like when Chad Gaspar showed up last year, that was kind of unexpected. And then, like I say, turning around and seeing Nigel McGuinness just appear out of the blue, that was like, you know, pretty incredible. So I mean, it was a great trip. I mean, I pretty much enjoyed everything. I kind of wish Barb got to hang out a little more. Her kid kind of kept her at our room on the suite that we had Saturday and Sunday, but he's only there for like a short time, so he tries to get as much of his mom as he can. So,
well, next
but,
year they need to bring JJ and let those two play.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And like anyone who's ever like who doesn't think they should come because maybe they're married or have a girlfriend and they don't know how they're gonna react to it. It seems like everybody who brings someone has a great time and just like it's real easy to make friends with this group. It's a great group of guys. It's just it's weird because you got so many socially awkward people in certain ways who all come together and it's become like a family.
Right, and they're truly harmless. No one has any ill will. There's never been a fight. There's never been really much of an argument. There's never been anything negative. You got a couple of crazy instances that you can probably think of, but yeah, it's all positive.
Yeah, like there are a few people who are associated with the website who, two of them didn't come. One of them, he kind of told me, he's like, hey, I want to go to the dinner, but it's costly going to be at the dinner. I go, well, no, I don't think so. But he didn't make the dinner after all. But he was like, he was real worried that something might happen because Coughlin has talked so much about him on the board, and he was kind of worried. And he was even at one point asked me if Coughlin showed up, not let him in. But I'm like, how the hell am I going to do that? He's part of the site, and he's with fucking Brian's brother-in-law. I'm going to tell Brian. Brother-in-law, he can't come to a party dedicated to Brian. So it's like he was there. So the guy texts me. He's like, hey, I'm on my way to the sweet party. So I'm like, hey, just to let you know, Coughlin's here. And the guy manned up, unlike the other two guys, and he manned up. And he's like, well, you know what? If he can handle it, I can handle it. So he came and had a good time at the party. He didn't, no confrontation, no nothing. It's just, it's just all board bullshit, Don't take this totally personal. You know what I mean? Don't because maybe one guy upset you on the board, don't miss out on an awful banquet or sweet party. There's plenty of your friends there. Nothing's good. No one's going to fight in front of Dave Meltzer. You know what I mean? So it's all a good time. So I hope you people who have held back and haven't gone because, you don't like this dude or you don't want to hang out with this guy because he's this guy's friend or this guy trolled you on the board. Don't be like that. Just come to the party. We need to get more people who actually belong to the website to come. That's one of the things that makes me mad is the majority of us are, our customers. It's like, where's Carl Stern? Where's Mike Sempervivi? Where's all these dudes? I mean, Alan comes down for WrestleMania. That's cool. We need to get more of the people who are associated with the website to come and make it more of a bigger thing and more people want to come because they'd want to get to meet these other new people from the website. So it's like, let's just all get along just because don't let simple trolling or whatever bug you. It's not a big thing. Look at all the shit I talk about Brian and all the shit I get about Brian. Me and Brian get along at the bank, at WrestleMania, and at the Vegas trip. We might not get along all the other months, but, we're buddies. And, me and Whitney are I consider her a really good friend. She's awesome. And, it's just like, just don't make any excuses not to come. I mean, it's an awesome event. You're going to meet people and become friends with, like Bluefist and Junior Horseman. You got two guys from the other side of the country who never would have met who came. They hung out. Now they're best friends. You know what I mean? And, stuff like that. And then, the Hollis, he came back. He's one of our best friends. And, he came back and he got to meet people, new people, and everyone. It's a really family thing. It's not, and people probably think we all just surround Dave Meltzer and kiss his ass. It's not like that anymore. It might have been like that the first year.
It was.
But every year, it's like become more, and Dave's become more comfortable, and he's goes around talking to people, and Brian's usually awesome, and I mean Granny's awesome. You get to meet Granny. I mean you got to come just to meet Granny. She's so awesome.
Absolutely.
I want
a team, a F4W grappling team. So we're going to put that shit together early, when they announce the tournament dates. We'll get on that. We'll get some no-gi tops made or something with a logo or something so we can represent the Grappler's Quest and bring home some more medals.
Yeah. The only thing I wish that would happen, which probably not anymore because I think she got married, is I kind of wish your old girlfriend would show up. She was so awesome that she would come.
She's getting married in a month, I think, down in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
She loves Vegas. She loves Megan.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she lives with the dude, so.
Yeah.
I know
she's happy now because she got rid of your ass, so, you know, all the best to Jen, but I do hope maybe one day she'll make a return to the convention.
I'll bet she will. So, anyway. And if everyone came up and asked me about, you know, diet and exercise stuff, just shoot me an email, teamviggity@gmail.com or approvedathletics.com. Check that out. And, you know, I'll give you the website discount. So just email me.
Cool. And I guess that reminds me, I need to throw out some plugs, too. Up at Stevie's,
yeah,
like, what the hell? Everyone check out angrymarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at angrymarks.com along with a lot of other shows. So check out angrymarks.com. And you can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo or at Ed in San Antonio. Or you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio. And you can hear other shows at blogtalkradio.com/Catrere. And older shows, even older shows, at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. A lot of those shows feature this asshole who's on the air with me. And, yeah, so check all those out.
And
next week,
on Twitter, at Gay Hitler. It's not me, but it's really
Rodney,
funny.
Is that Rodney's Twitter?
It probably
is. Rodney hates
the Pope.
Not
me.
Rodney hates.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But what else was I going to bring up here? I'm just, goddamn, you made me forget.
You're done. We're done with plugs. Everybody knows where to check us out.
Yeah. So everyone, and then so let me see if I can find the song that will take us out of the. Oh, here it is. But
all right, Ed,
anyway,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you soon, faggot.
All right, bye.
You go through all the pain inside, and you feel your back has gone so fast. Yeah. And it goes real fast, yeah. Oh, so I don't do all the really care. Yeah, go up, guys, I'm checking it out.
Yeah, we will be back next week, hopefully with Antonio the Promise Thomas, and Catrere and Craig will be back from their vacation, and we will see everyone then. So everyone have a good week, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I know it's a little different, so I know some of you probably aren't going to like it, but you have to indulge me to have this show once a year, so no bitching, all right? See you guys later.